rebound. This time it's good. Ramon Moore, Casper Ware from the foul line. Who sends Melbourne back in front?
Watch it here. How's the balance? He's guided it home the whole way. Never looked like missing.
Pulls up. Takes two. Casper Ware. 24 for the game. Is he the game winner?
Certainly was the game winner. Great win for Melbourne United last night, getting up right at the death, 79-78 up against the Cairns Taipans. That'd make for a happy trip home, but of course not a lot of time to turn around and face Adelaide here on Sunday. Ty Wesley is good enough to join us, contributed 12 points last night. Casper Ware with the 24, Chris Golding with the 16. Ty, good morning. A great win to get on the road last night.
Yeah, good morning. Great win for us. Always good to win in Cairns. It's not an easy place to get a win, so we'll be happy with that.
Gee, I was captivated in the early part of that game, Ty, sitting down to watch it last night. You could just feel the intensity. The coaches were pretty intense on the sidelines. So in such an even comp, every win is so valuable, and the heat was certainly on early in the game.
For sure. It felt like it was just a heavyweight slugfest all night, especially down, the last 5 minutes. It was up one, down one, up one, down one. And we did, we faced some adversity. We're down 16 in the third, so to get a road win, to come back from that deficit, it was definitely a point for us to build on.
How did you turn that around? I mean, we know deficits in basketball can be, eroded away, and it was interesting to listen to the timeouts last night and just the group being able to get on a run and be able to get that, the game sort of back on the even keel. What was sort of the discussion going on internally?
Just our shots weren't falling in the first half, but we knew that it would come around. We just had to, dig our heels in on defense and play together, communicate, but push back and get stops on defense. That was the big point that we were focusing on.
I mean, one of the, the keys to the success of Melbourne United is to try and, gel all this talent. When I, look at the players sort of coming off the bench last night, when Josh Boone's coming the last couple of games, he looks like he'll be a really handy pickup. Tomlinson, Moore. It's a tough starting five to be a regular part of, isn't it? But that's, every player at different times is, needing to sort of step up and play their part.
Yeah, for sure. This is definitely the most talented team I've ever been on. And like you said, every guy's got to come with it at any given time. And I think that's what makes us so hard to scout and so dangerous, is that, you can't really focus on one guy, because we have a lot of weapons on the court to start and coming off the bench.
I mean, a season of, listening to Dean last night, of inconsistency at time and then some really, good runs where you won three or four in a row, comprehensive against the Bullets. That was an absolute demolition job on Monday night, a tight affair last night. I mean, do you feel like now, as we are about to turn into 2017, that the team might just really hit its straps?
It feels like that. But if we can't just say that. I think we have these two wins to build on, especially this one in Cairns was a really big one. And we kind of talked about that, but, this could be a marquee win for us, going forward with the rest of the season. And, with the season being, almost over, you want to be the team that's building momentum into the playoffs.
One of the tougher venues, I imagine, to go to. I mean, the Wildcats, synonymous with, that real us against them, huge capacity over there at the Perth Arena. I remember talking to Joey Wright a bit earlier, Tom, and Adelaide supporters are pretty unforgiving when you go over there. But the only national team in Cairns, they get right behind the Taipans. Is that one of the tougher crowds to be sort of playing against?
Definitely. The place got rocking last night. And it feels like the fans are right on top of you. You could literally reach back and touch them from your seat on the bench. And they do a pretty good job of heckling you and trying to make it hard to hear in there. So, you have to give them credit. They really support their team. And that's what you want when you're going into the opposition. You want a big crowd. You want it to be loud and have some opposition.
Quick turnaround, Adelaide Sunday. It's a mouth-watering contest. I mean, traveling back and getting prepared for this one. I suppose your mind's got to focus forward pretty quickly.
Yeah, definitely. Adelaide is the hottest team in the league right now, and they're playing some really, really good basketball. And you know, we're starting to hit, you know, get some momentum. So hopefully we can slow those guys down and beat them up a little bit and protect our home court again.
Ty, where does Casper Ware rate for you in terms of, you know, players you played with or against? The guys who can just, you know, hit that clutch shot when it's absolutely needed. I mean, Jerome Randall and Casper Ware, that's mouthwatering if you're just going along as a sports fan to see how those two go about their work on Sunday. But where does he rate for you, Casper?
Yeah, he's definitely up there. You know, to come in, I don't know how many games he's played with us, but that's two game winners. He's 2 for 2 on game winners. You know, it's just it's a credit to him and how tough he is. You know, a kid, the kid can not have a great shooting night, but when it comes down to crunch time, you know, he's confident, and I think that's what we needed, and you know, definitely happy to have him on this side.
Yeah, great clash coming up on Sunday. I'm sure there's maybe a couple of tickets left. It's tough to get a ticket now to go and see Melbourne United, and a big game against Adelaide live on SCN from 3 o'clock. All the best for that one. We look forward to it on the weekend.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.